Welcome back to Metal Versus. I'm here with my daughter, Sarah. What's your song that you listen to? What's your go-to song when you're really feeling challenged by life and things in general?
Yeah. This has definitely been a go-to in the recent months. It's Evermore by Taylor Swift featuring Bon Iver. So that album of hers, which is, the album is actually called Evermore as well, and then the track is the last one on the album, came out early December, so like right in the beginning of winter. And for me, winter is a super challenging time. You know, it's dark, it's cold, and especially with COVID this past year, there haven't been as many opportunities to do the normal things we like to do. Mm-hmm. And the song, I mean, when you hear it, it's pretty apparent that like Taylor must have been feeling down when she wrote it. It's a very kind of glum song.
I replay my footsteps on each stepping stone, trying to find the one where I went wrong. Writing letters addressed to the fire, and I was catching my breath, staring out.
And she has a line that she says throughout the song where she says, I had a feeling so peculiar that this pain would be forevermore.
I had a feeling so peculiar that this pain would be forevermore.
But then at the very end, she changes it to wouldn't be forevermore.
And I couldn't be sure. I had a feeling so peculiar this pain wouldn't be forevermore.
It's kind of like what I was saying before. It's one of those songs that's cathartic. It kind of helps you feel those sadder feelings, but then at the end there's just like that little touch of hope, so you kind of get through the song and then you're like, okay. Taylor could recognize, you know, that she could get through it, like, yeah. I can get through it. And especially with winter and anything, really, like, just remembering this too shall pass.
Yeah.
It's not going to be forever.
Yeah.
So that's why I chose this song.
I know one of the things we're going to be doing as a theme, for maybe especially for this first season of this podcast, is talk about the COVID song.
Yeah. Like,
so what's your COVID song and what does that mean to you?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a song called Maps by the Front Bottoms. It's not actually a new song whatsoever, but it was new to me in the very beginning of the pandemic. It's funny. I actually found it like around early March. So right before things started to get real. And when I listen to it now, actually, sometimes it reminds me of right before things got real, you know what I mean, with COVID, and it feels like another world.
Mm.
The singer, like, they talk about a map on the wall of your room and, like, having big, big plans.
There's a map in my room on the wall of my room, and I've got big, big plans. But I could see them slipping through, almost feel them slipping through the palms of my sweaty hands. And I move slow.
And with COVID, obviously, everybody's plans kind of got put on the back burner. But listening to it, it's got this, like, amped up energy. And it always just kind of made me think about, okay, you know, COVID's not going to last forever. And eventually, we'll all be able to resume our plans, especially travel, you know, maps.
Yep.
Like, so, yeah, eventually, you know, we will be able to resume our plans.
One day you'll be washing yourself with hand soap in a public bathroom.